This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to be, you know, part of the solution. You hear me say that on a regular basis. I mean it. I know there's others. There are others out there that don't mean it. But I do. I mean it. I want you to be part of it. I want you to be involved. I want you to be engaged. A lot of stuff that was going on over the weekend. Seriously. And again, as I say, 855-REAL-JOE, 55732-5563. I only do it, I think I send the email out once a week. So I'm not beating your brains out to get involved and get engaged. If you don't want to be involved, don't. If you want to be involved via text message, just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Kimberly Moran's going to join me after the break. Love having, now come on, you guys know, you do too. Love having you on, or love having her on with us, right? And another fraud, right? The impeachment fraud, farce, debacle, starts again tomorrow. I mean, you're talking about something that it's so unconstitutional that John Roberts won't even get involved in it. Go figure that one out, right? So, you know how we keep saying they're coming after your guns, and everybody says, no, you're out of your mind, you're wrong, you're not telling, why do you fear-mongering people, how come you're not telling them the truth, right? We hear this on a regular basis. And even some of our friends on the right don't like what we're saying. And they love to play these little games like, okay, no, they're not taking your rights away. They're just going to make it so hard, so expensive, so hard for you. You're not going to be able to get a gun. You're not going to be able to get ammunition. You're not going to be able to protect yourself. And I'm sorry, it's heading in that direction, whether you want to hear it or not. House Democrats, they have a new form of gun control. Sheila Jackson Lee, remember the one she said that the cops, white and black, were out hunting down young black men? Remember that? They put the uniforms on, and then the uniform is a hunting uniform. Her new bill would mandate not only a national registry. Training. Yeah, because, you know, they do so well at this stuff. And an $800 insurance policy. No. Not that covers you up to $800. But a gun policy, gun insurance policy, that would actually cover you and cost you $800. So not only do you buy, even if you bought a cheap gun, and you have to take the class, you have to go through all the rigmarole. Now, I could play you clips of people in the black community who talks about how much this hurts them. Gun control bill that would create a national firearm registry, require licensing and psychological evaluation. There goes me. Evaluations. Government training and insurance was introduced by a Democrat lawmaker in the House of Representatives last month. Quietly, kind of slipped under the radar. Sheila Jackson Lee introduced a bill dubbed the Sabika Sheik Firearm Licensing and Registration Act. The legislation's name honors a Pakistan exchange student who died during a school shooting in Texas in 2018. Under the proposed bill, gun owners would be required to purchase an $800 insurance that protects a person against liability for losses and damages resulting from the use of any firearm by any person. And it's only good for a year. So $800 a year is what you'd have to pay for that insurance. Right? How does that protect your right to bear arms? This is like what Gavin Newsom said years ago. And I brought it up, and people kind of poo-pooed me. And I said, did you hear what the man said? He said, the Second Amendment, and he didn't even say it did. He said, the Second Amendment may guarantee you the right to carry a gun, but it doesn't give you a guarantee to the right to purchase ammunition. See, they can think that deviantly. We have a hard time with it. Bill also prohibits ammunition 50 caliber or greater, which law enforcement and certain security personnel excluded. It would set a minimum gun ownership age to 21. Let me see. Let's drop the age of voting to 16. Let's bring... I'm losing my mind over here. Let's bring the age to own a gun to 21. I mean, think about that. They just never stop. They really just never stop. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let's take Ed from Washington. Ed, they're never going to stop, Ed.
Yeah, hi. I can barely hear you. I wanted to make a remark in regards to this new legislation about this $800 insurance policy. Does that include all the criminals?
Well, not the ones
that won't register, that won't turn their guns in, that won't even bother to pay the $800 because you can't prove that they have the weapon.
It exempts the ones in Chicago, the ones that steal the guns.
Hello?
It won't apply to stolen guns. You know what I'm saying?
I can barely hear you. Okay.
Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief. pain solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. You're listening to Real Fat on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Hey, just head up to the website. All the numbers are there. Every way to get in touch with us is there. You can have a lot of fun. But the one I want to have a lot of fun with, because I know already that her blood pressure is boiling. Kimberly Marin joins us, as she does every week. I always love her time with us. Kimberly, got $800 for a pistol insurance or something, gun insurance or whatever?
You really wanted to go there on a Monday.
Of course I did. You know?
So, you know why they do this? Here's the reason why they do these things. It's not because they don't want to come outright and ban or try to confiscate our firearms. They don't want to come out outright and do that because they know they'll end up with a civil war on their hands.
Right.
So they said they do other things. That's what gun control is all about, especially shocking that Sheila Jackson Lee is doing this because it's extremely racist to push this kind of legislation because the people who can't afford to do this the most are low-income people, and there's a lot of black people and minorities that are low-income people. Yes, there's lots of white people, too, but, you know, if you really want to not be racist, well, Sheila Jackson Lee's not doing a good job of it.
No, I love this stuff because you're exactly right. They don't look at the numbers. They don't look at the stats. They think they have a, remember, she was the one that came out, what did she say, that the police were actively hunting down young black men in the street. Because, you know, that helps so much for race relations, right?
Sheila Jackson Lee is the biggest, aside right. from Hank Johnson, she's probably the biggest moron in Congress.
I love
don't
that
know
guy.
How she was possible. It's got to be affirmative action. No way that woman was smart enough to graduate law school.
Oh, no. That I love that guy. You were passing pretty far. Yeah, Hank. I mean, he was dead serious, right? I mean, think about it. He was dead serious when he thought that thing was going to tip over.
But the thing is, he had some sort of issue, so he might have an excuse. He's had some sort of medical issue or something. I can't remember what someone told me. But she has no excuse. He's a moron. She is literally a moron. And, well, this is what they do, though. They don't come out right and ban firearms, right? Well, they did ban automatic rifles. Lie to people and say they're assault weapons, quote unquote, which there's no such thing. Or everything is an assault weapon because you can assault someone with anything. So you'd have to ban hands, feet, your head. I mean, you can assault people with a slew of different things, right? I like to assault people with my mouth.
We're going to ban your mouth next? That would be cool. I would watch that happen.
No, I'm talking about with the words I say. And it's a joke. But
No. I would be serious. What are they going to do to us? At some point in time, they'll take people like you and I, and what are they going to do? You know, you can't speak on political shows anymore. You can't do this. You can't do that. Whatever it is. Is that what's next?
That is next, Joe. They've been trying to cancel people like us for years. You know that. And they do it thanks to, with big tech, the big, you know, corporate media. They do it all different ways to try to stop our speech. They can't come right out and say, you can't speak your opinion, because that would be against the Constitution, and some people on the left even would say that's wrong. So they try to do it in other ways. That's what they do with gun control. They won't come right out and ban them or try to confiscate everyone's firearms, but they will do things to make it impossible for people to even own firearms.
Oh, you go down this list, military-style weapons or semi-automatic rifles, pistols. Certain shotguns would require a separate license. Individuals who have been hospitalized as a result of mental illness, drug abuse, or alcohol abuse, homicidal or suicidal tendencies, or some kind of brain disease would be ineligible for a license. It's got to go through full psychological evaluation, so I lose there. And the evaluation would be conducted by a licensed psychologist approved by the Attorney General.
Yeah, can you imagine they'd all be gun control freaks? Screw that. Not happening.
Yep.
Now,
yeah.
First of all, that's not going to pass. Second of all, if it did pass, no one would abide by it. Would not happen. And then when they tried to start jailing people, well, then they're gonna have a real problem. See, the British tried gun control. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. It wasn't about tea, guys. That was, you know, taxes. Taxation without representation was part of it. But they were pushing gun control. They were starting by trying to take gunpowder away or not selling us gunpowder in the States. And they were going to try to do even more. And guess what happened? Looks like we need to kick out the Royals again, kid.
Oh, God. Is it, and you know what? When you talk about Jackson Lee and people of her mindset, this stuff is really scary. She really believes that everything she says is like the gospel truth, right? And if we need to regulate firearms, she's so much smarter than we are. She knows so much better than we do that we need to let it happen. Otherwise, I can imagine they're going to call us on this, you know, when we start pushing back on it, right?
Dumb people like her always think they're the smartest people in the room. It's intelligent people who question things like this. No one on the left usually questions things like this. At least no one on the left who is a elected representative. They just move along with it.
While I'm talking with you, I've got four people have sent me more, you know, links to stories about her and what she said and that kind of stuff. And I think it's hilarious. I mean, they don't, first of all, I wonder if any of them have even held a gun in their hands, right? If they've ever been to a shooting range, taken a safety class themselves. You know, they talk about people taking a safety course, but they've probably never taken one. They don't know, and they may not even have guns in their own house because they have a security force that watches out for them, you know? So it's
right.
Ignorance at its finest.
They can afford to, just like that scumbag Michael Bloomberg, they can afford to have 24/7 armed protection for their family, but for your average American, we are our own armed security. We can't afford to pay for someone to be outside our door or following us around all day, every day, to make sure we're safe.
Oh,
and they don't care. And they know this because we're just the little people. We shouldn't have firearms. We shouldn't be able to protect them.
Yeah, you're right, though. We are the little people, you know? All right. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly Moran right after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 42 million doses of coronavirus vaccine have been administered in the United States, according to new data from the CDC. About 10% of the country's population have now received at least one dose of the vaccine. As inoculation efforts ramp up, there's hope that life can begin to get back to normal. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes that mask mandates can begin to be rolled back in the fall. He tells Fox News that about 70 to 85% of the population would have to be vaccinated before that could take place.
If we can get 70 to 85% of our population vaccinated and get to what we would hope would be to a degree of herd immunity, which really is an umbrella or a veil of protection against the community, where the level of virus is so low, it's not a threat at all, then at that point you could start thinking in terms of not having to have a uniform wearing of masks.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. This is Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, head up to the website. That's therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can get involved. Let me bring her on. Have a lot of fun with her when she's on the show. I love getting her blood pressure up. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, and she gives us our New England perspective. Oh, you have to admit, now you've traveled a bit, and the New England perspective is definitely a little different than the rest of the country, isn't it?
Yes.
You don't get any more Yankee than they are there.
No. Nope. Which is, not sure if it's good or bad thing.
Well, you know what? They can be pretty stubborn and pretty set, you know, in the stuff that's coming down from the government and other places. I don't blame them. And, you know, it was, for years, it was all about freedom. All of a sudden, I don't know if they caved. I don't know if it's just the old folks changed or what, but I remember even at one point when the Democrats really almost acted more like Republicans from a fighting for freedom, freedom of speech, and that kind of thing. It just doesn't seem to be there as much, you know?
I don't remember that.
Well, you're a tad younger than I am. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I shouldn't say that. Well, I don't really remember because I didn't get involved in politics until 2008, so you've been involved way longer than I do. I do remember when Democrats weren't warmongers. That changed with Obama. I remember when, yes, they were for free speech, but that switched over. I mean, the far left started taking over and pushing the cancel, you know, the commie Marxist stuff, the cancel culture, and across society, and that's all of a sudden the Democrats are like, yeah, you're right, I don't believe in free speech. Nope, you can't have an opinion. Nope, they're not liberal. That's why I call them leftists, because they're not liberals.
No, that's true. That's true. I'll give you that one. You're right.
And I have not called them liberals in a very long time, unless it's in, like, a discussion, and I'm trying to have other, you know, talk with other people about it. I call them leftists, because that is what they are.
Yeah, I mean, some of the old-time, hardcore, liberal Democrats that I know they don't sound like these progressive yo-hos. You know what I'm saying? And I think that you know, part of the problem in the Democrat Party today is you've got a lot of these leftist yo-hos in there that again, they're trying to pull the old-time liberals so far over, old-time Democrats, I should say, so far over that you can't fight. You know, JFK wouldn't recognize his party today. You know?
The destruction that they're going to wage on this country because Joe Biden got elected and the Senate control is and all the branches are by the left is people. We've already seen massive destruction thanks to all Biden's executive orders. People are already regretting their choice of voting for him, but they have no idea what they're in for. They have absolutely no idea.
You're exactly right. You know, again, we've got troops going back to Syria. I mean, I want you to think about something. You've been doing this long enough to know better. Now, how did he get all those executive orders in the first 2 days?
Because you know, his puppet masters already had them ready to go, probably months ago, because they knew he was going to win.
Pre-approved. Because the Department of Justice, not that they can stop him, but in the grand scheme of things, they go through them and they make sure that they're illegal, that they can you know, they can do them, that there wouldn't, you know, constitutional rights or what have you. How did he get through it all? See, you're right. People need to realize this. Those didn't all get typed up 2 days ahead of time. They had been working on those. Right?
Just like Obamacare when Obama was in office. Well, Obama didn't write Obamacare. Neither did the Democrat morons in the legislature at the time. That was written up for them by outside left-wing groups.
Yeah, I had read articles about him not wanting to do that. He felt like not that the health care was wrong in and of itself, but the timing was terrible.
For Obama?
Yeah. Yeah, he was being pushed by Pelosi, Schumer, and others. And it wasn't something he wanted to bring to the table, like, you know, that month, so to speak. He wanted to give it some more time. He wanted to get some more, you know, time under his belt and then make it happen. And they weren't having it.
Because
I remember doing the story back then. Yeah.
That made everyone realize he wasn't doing a damn thing. And neither is Biden. Biden doesn't know where the hell he is.
He doesn't. I wish I could find the clip where he says, at one point, he opens up one of those things and goes, "What am I signing?" Right? I mean, dead serious.
I saw it.
Oh, it was great. And you're saying to yourself, my God, what am I signing? Read the darn paper there.
He didn't read any of it. He's not ever going to read any of it. I don't even know if the man can actually read. He is just doing what he is told. He was a puppet from day one. Everybody knows that, including the left.
Yep.
And this country's about to get screwed in ways that people have never even thought of before. Of course, we have, because we know what the left is all about, but people don't want to listen to us. So, hey, you get what you voted for.
Yep. So, did you watch the football game this week? So there was some football game on this weekend, wasn't there?
Goat!
Yes, I watched. Don't say it.
I didn't watch the whole thing. Okay, so I've been busy all weekend. I was super busy. And so I laid down on the couch for a little while with my bulldog. He's napping on me. It was lovely. Just a little quick, you know, cat nap. Well, bulldog nap, I guess. And so I woke up to the worst rendition of the national anthem that I ever heard in my entire life. That's what I woke up to from a nap. I was like, what in the hell is this? I don't even know who the people were singing it. Some country dude who's awful and some other chick. They totally destroyed the national anthem, and I got up and I left the room.
It doesn't mean anything to them. That's why, right?
Oh, no, and from what I understand, the guy that butchered the national anthem is some big Bernie bro, so good. Screw you, buddy. You suck. So I did watch part of the game, though, because, you know, kind of had to. Tom Brady.
From
being a Pats fan for years, and first two touchdowns were Brady to Gronk. It was awesome. But, yeah, it was a good game. But I saw stuff today TJ Media wrote about it, how some morons on Twitter, and this is exactly what you're getting with this administration, kids, beware, said that it was racist of Tom Brady to win the Super Bowl during Black History Month.
Oh, God.
Wait. So that means, no black, no white quarterback could ever win the Super Bowl game because it's always in Black History Month.
Listen, what is it, 2-1, 3-1? Black players to white players in the NFL? And, I mean, it's very obvious, let's put it that way. I've never sat back, and I'm not a football freak, I've never sat back and watched a football game for a while and go, oh my God, why are there so many black guys on the field? Right? You sit back and you watch and you go, wow, I hate to get hit like that, or that guy runs pretty fast. Right?
Yep.
And yet they get on there. Now, we're the racists, but they get in there, and that's all they see is color. So it's racist that a white guy, never mind.
That's the insanity. This is what is in power right now. These are the type of people that are in power running this country right now. We saw glimpses of it under 8 years of Obama's failed administration. And Joe Biden said, oh, Obama, you were a failure? Hold my beer. He is going to be, I think Obama pushed him because he knows Biden is going to be the worst president than he was.
Oh, he wants him to be. I mean, come on. He'd have two in front of him, right? Jimmy Carter and Joe Biden. They're on track to do the same thing.
Oh, God.
So let's talk about how sick these people are. You've got this fake impeachment coming up so bad, so wrong, that even John Roberts won't get involved in it. And now you had, Donald Trump ran he gave a pardon to Paul Manafort. And they were still trying to prosecute him. And you go to yourself, do you understand how this works? Do you people get this at all? And finally, the Supreme Court, New York Supreme Court, New York Supreme Court said, okay, enough. You guys stop. You know, he's done. But they can't stand it. Trump is still, just shooting into their veins and making them nuts. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You are listening to Real Fellows GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Sign up for the email blast or the weekly email informative blast. I don't send out one a day, and it makes me crazy. I don't want to do it to you either. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me bring her in. Kimberly Murray joins me as she does every week, kind of gets us rolling during the week, a whole bunch of stuff going on in the news. And Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
So, to the lawless left. Now, I've now added one more descriptor to them. They are now the soulless, godless, lawless left. Okay, so, you know, and look at everything that they're doing. Look what they're pulling off, and they're just totally, just ignoring the law. And the same thing here with Manafort. Whether you like him, whether you don't like him, or what have you, they're still going after him, even though he got the pardon, for the same things. They're trying to impeach Trump, who is not in office anymore. They found themselves two or three lawyers that told the Dems, oh, yeah, you can still impeach somebody when they're not there. From one case in all of history, and it wasn't even a president. I think it was a attorney general or something like that, whatever it was. But anyway, they're gone. They're just gone. You going to watch the impeachment series?
No.
My God, that's why I called it a series. You know, it's like a. This should be something you could really write some good stuff on the farce that's taking place.
It's really just kabuki theater. Democrats know he's not going to be impeached by the Senate. So it's kabuki theater so they can say, oh, we tried to get rid of him. We did. He's a bad man. And they'll bring up all this stuff and they'll have all these stories and half of them will be made up like the ones by AOC and that other harpy. they will. It'll be ridiculous. Besides the fact that I'm busy paying taxes for this BS. I'll be actually working all day while they sit there making fools of the American people.
Well, they're working, too. They're working to make sure the American people get justice. Didn't they tell you that? Didn't you hear
that? They're not working. They're wasting taxpayer money and making fools of this country.
Oh, yeah.
And the American people. That's what they're doing.
No question about it. I love it. I think it's hilarious. You know, and what was it, Obama, when he said elections have consequences? No kidding, people. And to your point, you see all these posts. I'm talking to some Democrats. They're not happy about this vote. They're not happy about the direction he's going and what he's doing.
No, I don't know too many people who are. Yeah. Even Trump and that useless piece of crap who should be in prison for Eddie York murder. Even he came out and said, oh, Biden should have waited. You should have waited to kill all these jobs, you moron. This is the guy who not only wasted millions of membership dues on this kind of crap, but forced members to work for Biden's campaign and pushes Democrats.
Well, I hope all you union Democrats who voted for Joe Biden and now you're sitting home filling out your unemployment form know what you did. You know, I mean, I hope you do know what you did. You understand what you unleashed. And if he kills the coal, and if he's got 4 years, he will now this time. Do you remember Obama was going at this, and they told him, take it slow, take it easy. You got a long time, you know, you're going to have a long time in office. You can make this happen. I'm sure Joe is trucking through these things. The people behind him are forcing him to go faster through this in case something happens.
They are because they know. In 2022, they're going to lose the Senate at least, probably, unless they cheat again.
Well, they're down to what, six seats in the House? What's that? I think they have a very, very single-digit lead in the House.
Yeah, so they'll most likely, just like under Obama, they'll lose the House and Senate. And the reason they lost the House and Senate was because they shoved through Obamacare. That was one of the reasons, because they ignored all the people. It wasn't bipartisan. They didn't try to make it actually not that they should ever have it. The government needs to get the hell out of our health care in general. But that's why they lost. That's where the Tea Party came out. That's where all these people started actually paying attention because of all that. So they know, they learned their lesson from last time. They only could shove through Obamacare. Now they're going to shove through as much as they can to destroy this country.
You know, I don't know if I totally agree with you because you're talking about sane people. These people are insane. Look at Schumer. Look at the look on his face. Look at Pelosi. Look at Steyer. Look at these guys. And there's no assembly, no sense, no view of humanity on their faces.
Joe. Those guys aren't running the show. They are just puppets. They are puppets for the hardcore billionaires on the left who seek to destroy this country, who fund them, who fund seats all over the House, who push the ridiculous laws that are being put into place all around this country, letting criminals out early.
Right.
Violent criminals. No bail. Violent.
Well, we're seeing in Los Angeles. With a new DA here, they're getting ready to recall him before he not even hit the first 60 days, for God's sakes. And they're getting ready to recall him already because of the damage he's doing. You know, somebody who had two rapes under his belt, two murders, went for parole and may get it because they're not allowing the DAs who originally tried the case, the family or anybody else in the room, to fight back against the parole.
and the guy's going to go out and rape someone else.
Yep, and you know what? I wish they would pass a law that would allow you to hold that DA responsible and put him in jail for it. He deserves it.
That would be a good idea, but that'll never happen because they don't hold themselves accountable for anything.
Oh, God. It's just, I'm amazed at where we got. I blame education for all of this. I really do. I mean, we've education is to a point. I'm even talking to some of the people in my district. Go, look, I want the kids in history and or government. There needs to be a basic test for them. We're not allowed in California. We don't have an exit exam. So you could be a flaming moron and make it out of high school. Okay?
You know, plenty of those made it out of public schools, yeah.
But I'm saying now, I'm going to look at when it comes to government, when it comes to history, we need to do this. Since people don't realize this, but our state is more point-driven, so you have to have so many credits to graduate out of high school. Says, okay, so in history and government, here's the deal. Let's start with 5 credits, all right? That's what the class is worth. At the end of the class, if you can't pass a simple government or you know, history, some of the basic history, then you lose your points, which means you're going to either have to go back or you're going to have to take another class that'll give you the 5 points or whatever it is that you need. There's going to be a reason for these kids to study. There isn't right now. They don't have to do anything.
No, a lot of them are just there to get to because they have to go to high school.
Yep. Yeah, no, you're right. And then I'm just throwing some stuff at you that I'm having some fun with. Georgia, the Georgia Democrats, they are upset. You know what they're mad about?
What?
Joey B. is reneging on giving him $2,000 for their vote. He's only giving him $1,400.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. They didn't use vote. I did. But when you have that larger group of people complaining, Joe Biden already went back on his promise to give us $2,000 checks. We're only getting $1,400 now. At $1,400, that's more money than you made in the last 6 weeks. Are you serious?
Okay. No, Joe, do these people not know how to do friggin' math? The 2,000 was the total. It was 600 from what Trump sent out, and then the 1,400. That's 2,000.
No.
That was
if you listen, I agree with you. I believe you. And maybe that's why it was worded on the bill. But Joe B. came out and said, you should all get $2,000. I'm going to make sure you all get $2,000 checks. So he's in a world of hurt right now, but they won't do anything about it. They never do. You know?
It was really nice this weekend. I only watched the news, I think, a little bit, and I had to walk away. I'm like, I can't do this. Like, I can't even stand it. They're so insane. They're just absolutely insane. But, you know, we can joke about it, right? Joke about, oh, they're dumb, they're insane, whatever. But they're extremely destructive. And the problem is they are out to, they want to destroy this country. That is their goal. That's what they've been trying to do for many, many years. The left has been at it for a long time. They've been very patient. And this is going to be their last hurrah.
Now,
this is, you know,
I'd like to agree with you, but, and it should be, seriously. But when you see what Republicans do when they get into office, they don't do anything. You have a handful that fight, you know that. And the rest of them sit around picking their noses and sitting in the corner afraid.
They're a bunch of wusses is what the problem is. I'm thinking DeSantis should run for president in 2024.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
He's smarter than Trump in certain many ways, and he's also, but he's just as, like, screw you to the press type thing. He doesn't put up with any crap, but he does it in a better way.
Oh, I loved it when he got out. They said he was channeling Trump, but I don't think so. But when he got out in front of the press, what did he say? Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining?
Yeah. No, right? That's what I like about him. He's got a little more couth than Trump.
but I think Trump was the catalyst that started these guys down the road of willing to stick up for themselves like they never did before. Tell people where they can find you. That's too easy. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Dr. B joins us in the next hour. We need her. You need her help. I'm telling you.